Yes, we are.
Oh boy, everybody. What I guess.
Shit.
Here's what just happened. Well, first of all, I guess, my name is Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And you're listening to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
Yeah.
What just happened is we just did half a show. And
Most of a show.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, we were just going to the first break, and then I noticed that we didn't record any of it.
Nice.
We're doing a live show tonight, our first live show together.
Yeah.
So I guess let this be a lesson to you. When I say we're doing a live show half an hour before we do a live show at 1 a.m, be there or you're going to miss everything.
Or be square.
Yeah. If somebody could post in the chat just to make sure that you can actually hear me right now, because I am not entirely used to Ustream producer. It looks like...
What else could go wrong?
It looks like we're back on.
All right.
But if somebody could actually say so. Okay. Paul says that they hear.
Thank you, Paul.
Let's see. During the little break... Kilo posted some show notes from what you missed. Let's see. It started with Row, Row, Row Your Boat, I will post an MP3 of to the Facebook. Then I talked about a flood and a fire that happened at my work.
Crazy.
Then I talked more about getting a raise. Then I did a review of Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
In short, I said A+, 9 out of 10.
Nope. Which doesn't add up.
Which doesn't make sense. And then we talked about, I sent a letter to the Oreo company, about Oreo cans and how I think, I guess I could reread that.
Yeah,
fuck it. Okay. I said, dear Oreos, I've been thinking Oreos come in a weird half box, half bag kind of thing. I can forgive the packaging because they're delish, but that's all kinds of messed up. What if Oreos came in a cylindrical paperboard can with a resealable top? This way, the Oreos don't get all busted up by that jerk Orion when he's stocking the shelves, and poor people can reuse the can to hold milk for dunking. You're welcome, Oreos. Please make all checks payable, too. And then I gave my name and address. And then I said, the ball's in your court, Oreos. Do me proud.
Yeah.
It was funnier the first time I said it because Orion actually laughed, but now he's hearing it again, and it's like,
meh.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
And then we talked about Facebook spammers and online ads and Nigerian scams. We got a call from Kilo. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm supposed to call him because he's I'm Kilo, he's Twitter Kilo, he's all kinds of Kilos. He's every variety of Kilo. Yeah. I don't know why he's metric. He seems to be an American gentleman. Maybe he's Canadian. I don't know where the fuck he's from. But they're not on the metric system, are they, Canada? Maybe they are. I don't know.
You're looking at me?
Yeah,
shit,
I don't
Kyle.
Know. They're smarter like than us. Know. They're probably on the metric system. They don't measure things in hands and horse hooves and whatever we measure things in. Yeah. So what was I saying? Oh, God, this is going to be terrible from here on out because we
just recapping the show notes that we lost.
Oh, and I talked about fucking your son.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And and then I called the 7-Eleven I used to work at to ask them if I could fuck their children.
And for the record, Kyle
both
asked
of you said
me,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle asked me to gauge whether or not I mutated or converted into
it was a test.
The typical dad.
Because there was a brief moment on Facebook when you were like, yeah. That baby came out and just love, love, love. And that's fine.
Yeah, it was.
But I was just curious. I had to see. I didn't think you'd fail the test. And you sort of passed it.
Yeah.
B+.
I still have a sense of humor.
Yeah, good.
Speaking of which, let me interrupt.
Okay.
Ollie and I were changing his diaper. And I don't think about it anymore.
And your hearts grew 10 sizes that day.
I was really impressed when he peed on us, or as some people say, did you get baptized?
Oh, kill those people. Murder them.
Anyway, but he was peeing on us, but I happened to notice, because I couldn't stop looking at it, I don't know, it kind of goes erect when he's getting ready to pee, so you have a moment's notice, get ready to duck, or run for cover, or put something on it, I don't know. But he doesn't just pee. It kind of, it's all flaccid. It's real little, obviously. But
does it flop around like a fire hose when he starts going?
No, it just kind of goes erect.
He's got a real tiny flaccid dick, but he has a strong stream. That boy's got quite a bladder on him.
Yeah.
So anyway, you were saying about him peeing?
Yeah.
Was that the end of it?
Yeah, that was it. The dick kind of goes erect, which is weird. Nobody told me that.
I'm not sure that's normal.
Yeah. Really? I don't know. Maybe I should Google it. Is this normal.com?
I just read, I hope this is recording and they post this. Yes, this is recording.
Yeah.
And this will be posted. Okay. So, do you have any clothespins?
No. Jesus, who buys that shit?
Clothespin it off.
Who puts their clothes outside anymore?
I don't. That's not what people use clothespins for.
Amish?
What they use clothespins for is to clothespin off their kid's dick when they're changing that diaper.
Course. Yeah.
Get a new diaper on there before he starts leaking everywhere.
Yeah.
There you go.
And, God, what else? I found this weird. Like, everybody's talking about, oh, you're going to be going through so many diapers, you have no idea. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going to change them that often. Save a diaper. Money.
I think they can't hear us again.
What the fuck?
It's playing the Beck song again. I don't know why, but it's playing the Beck. Hey guys, we were recording all of that, but for some reason it started playing that Beck song again, like for no apparent reason.
Why?
And I just realized by reading the chat. So there was a whole thing we were just talking about Leland peeing all over Orion.
Erect penises.
Leland
newborn
baby.
Newborn penises, yes.
He has a piss fetish. He gets erect and then pees on Orion. And that was what we were talking about. I don't know why that Beck song started playing
fucking
again.
Fucking dumb.
The thing is, the way it's set up, we couldn't hear it, so I had no idea.
God damn it. Yeah, so as soon as you hear music again, fucking speak up.
Yeah, yeah. If you hear that again,
so we don't look like
I'm using
ass.
Ustream Producer to stream this, and that's what I was using to play the music, too. I don't know why it started playing again. So, okay. You want to do some voicemails and Twitters and Facebooks and things?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
you know I
Christ.
Do. Fuck.
Christ on a cracker.
Ooh, that's the worst.
I know. It's the worst kind of Christ. Okay. Let me see. On the Twitter. Oh, man. There's a bunch of new stuff added all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Okay. Gavin says, I walk around in my room in my boxers a lot. Is it possible? It is possible for many people to see in. I am not gross looking. Should I be ashamed?
You're looking at me.
Looking
like,
at you.
Oh, me first and go. Yeah, you should.
My go-to is yes.
Okay.
But that's because I would be. But then again, I am gross looking. So it's a little bit different. But I kind of think maybe you're not the one to decide if you're gross looking or not. Because of course, you know, it's like smelling yourself. I've spilled gasoline on myself before. And I smell like gas the rest of the day, and I don't know it until somebody walks up to me and goes, oh my God, what smells like gas? It's like that. You don't necessarily know that you're a horrible, gross human being.
Yeah.
Maybe you're gross looking. I'm pretty sure you got some crazy scars or whatever because Gavin is augmented like the guy from Deus Ex. He's had all of his parts replaced with robot and like vacuum tubes and things.
Yeah.
So there's that, I guess.
Well, hold on.
Oh, you got more to say about walking around in your...
I'm curious, like, what kind of underwear he's wearing, because...
Boxers. He said boxers.
Well, boxers, but, like, what brand? I mean...
Okay, now you're just getting creepy.
Each brand, you know, has its own qualities.
Do they?
Yeah.
Tell me about brand differences.
I don't know if they have Fruit of the Loom over there, but they suck balls.
Really?
It's like...
What? Is John vacuuming? No, that's my computer.
Your computer's overheating. It's so
Holy
fucking
shit.
Hot.
We're going to die tonight.
Something really
This is
going to
be
bad.
Like a Final Destination style situation where like my computer explodes and the fan blades shoot out and hit us both in the heart.
Me first, yeah. And you're like, what? No, Orion. Anyway.
Is that my computer?
Yes, Jesus Christ. It's fucking loud.
That's insane.
It's really struggling.
This is the worst podcast ever recorded.
Thanks a lot, computer.
So what were you saying about... Well, I guess we'll just have to work through it. What were you saying about boxers?
Oh, I was going to say like...
brand names?
Like Fruit of the Loom. Like we have a few brands here. I don't know what they have over there. The same brands? Like Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, BVD. Fruit of the Loom has always sucked. Like retards are working in these factories. They sew it wrong. So your dick always comes
What's
out.
What's BVD?
Know? Like the man.
Do you wear
box.
BVDs?
I don't know. They
Who
exist.
Wears BVDs?
I don't fucking know.
When I was a kid, I'm sorry, but when I was a kid, I used to hear, like, I don't remember where I heard it. I feel like I heard it in movies or on TV or something, but people would say BVDs when they meant underwear.
Yeah.
Like it was the brand, you know, like Kleenex for tissue or Band-Aids for bandages.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, did you soil your BVDs? And I didn't know what they were talking about until I figured out that they meant underwear. But I've never even seen BVDs. Where do they sell them?
I owned a pair.
The Army Surplus Store?
No.
Where do you buy BVDs?
Fuck,
you can only get them used at Goodwill. It's the only place they have them.
I think they might have went under. I don't know.
They ship all the new ones straight to China. They have them worn for a while, and then they ship them back to Goodwill.
I don't know.
Oh, the fan stopped.
Oh, that's better.
Okay. So go on.
But
boxers, brands, yeah. BVDs.
Yeah. The whole, yeah, like, I think you should just buy a better brand of boxer. Your dick shouldn't be showing. I mean, should you be ashamed? It all depends. Are you circumcised or not? Do you have a sheath? That's another story. I would.
So you're thinking his dick is visible through the fly.
Yeah.
I have a few pairs of boxers with button flies and a few pairs of boxers with no mm-hmm. way to close that fly up yeah. at all. And that is a little awkward. Like
when it you feel it. Yeah, that moment. Like,
a lot of dudes, you know, boxers are basically just shorts. You know, if you yep. were a lazy dude, you could just wander around the house in boxers, even if somebody was over and you'd just be like one of those annoying girls who goes to the mall in her pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was gross. But I have this weird throat whistle and probably cancer. But so the ones without the buttons yeah. are worse than the ones with the buttons. But I don't know if that's really what he should be concerned about.
I know.
Like his dick hanging out. You know what this makes me think of, though, is boxer briefs. And I think you wear boxer briefs. I don't understand boxer briefs.
People, oh, man.
Every time
that's
I hear
true.
Somebody.
I do. Yeah.
Every time I hear somebody bring up boxer briefs, they sell them. They're like, it's like they're trying to get me.
Are you
it's
serious?
Like they're trying to convert me. What they're like, no, boxer briefs are the best underwear ever worn by humanity.
Are these like coworkers?
No, just anybody. Anybody I've ever heard bring up boxer briefs.
What the
like,
fuck?
Those are man's underwear because Michael Jordan wears them. I don't know why.
Oh, fuck.
I do not understand boxer briefs. Like, everybody makes fun of tidy whities. Like, only a fucking nerd faggot Comic-Con goer would wear tidy whities. Boxers are okay, but boxer briefs are a man's underwear. What's the difference between, in terms of like nerd factor or dweeb factor, between boxer briefs and briefs?
I don't know. I'm wearing some right now.
We're talking about like 3 inches of fabric at most.
Yeah, possibly.
Is that what it is? It's the cut that makes them embarrassing. It's the fact that they don't go slightly down your leg. That makes them embarrassing.
That must be it. Yeah.
It's like the difference between wearing a bikini and wearing boy shorts for a girl.
Yeah.
Like, it's silly.
It's dumb.
It's silly. I don't understand it.
I think, I don't know, when guys wear like thongs, you know, everybody's
Paul is
like,
saying in the chat, he says, it's the only thing I wear. I won't say they're man's underwear, but it's still great. Why are they great? It's the same thing, only it goes a little bit further down your leg.
I don't know what that portion of the leg is suggesting that's so bad. I hate it. I hate, you know, tighty whities. I don't know.
Either way, it's just wrapping your junk up as tight as possible. Like, just got to saran wrap that shit down.
Yeah.
That's what I always assumed was the weird thing about wearing tighty whities was that they were tight. You know, that's the thing that kills your sperm. Not that I need my sperm. Maybe I should switch back.
Hugs the balls a little tight. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what's the difference?
Yeah. I went from tighty whities to boxers, you know, like, ooh, it's like I'm not wearing anything. What's up?
Paul says tighty whities right up the ass, show off little underbuns. Paul, you're buying your underwear too small.
Did they still have Spider-Man or
that would
Superman
happen if I was
back.
Wearing little children's boxer shorts too. I would be scandalous sexy man.
They have little boy underwear. Kind of like, you know, that had Superman on it, but it's the Incredible Hulk. I always thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Get it?
That Kilo says that under elastic on the bottom seems super uncomfortable, but perhaps that's because I'm overweight. Probably a little bit, but also I can see that. That's the only argument I've ever heard for why boxer briefs are so much better than regular briefs. And that kind of makes sense. And it kind of makes me wonder if there are any people out there who just tear that underside elastic off, you know, like
it rides up. Yeah.
It's like the underwear version of people who tear the sleeves off their shirts.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Just some crazy hillbilly. Out. I could see somebody wandering outside with a shotgun because I trespassed on their property wearing tighty whities that are torn.
The little
like cut off tighty whities.
Yeah. Jesus.
And a shirt with the sleeves cut off.
God.
I
don't know, man. All underwear isn't perfect, you know? Regular boxers, if you start sweating, oh my God, it's like they just bunch up. But if you have the boxer briefs, you know, the elastic bands around your thighs ride up, uncomfortable.
It's kind of weird that we wear underwear at all.
Yeah.
Like I can think of reasons to wear underwear, but most of them don't either don't apply to me or shouldn't if I was a decent human being. It could be because you're creaming all over your pants or like pissing yourself a little bit and it's just better to do that in your underwear,
yeah,
which is gross and stop doing that. But Or like maybe you don't wipe yourself properly and you end up with skid marks all the time. Better to have those in your underwear than in your pants.
Oh, man.
But if it's not that, the only other thing I can think of is that if you wear underwear, you just get your pants less dirty in general. Mm-hmm. Like that sweaty armpit region of your crotch is not right up against your pants all the time. Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't be a problem if I owned more than three pairs of pants and didn't wear a single pair of pants for months at a time. Without washing them.
At some point, jeans, they can get pretty rank, really stinky.
If you weren't wearing underwear, I imagine it would be
even worse.
Yeah, just crazy.
I don't know why I thought of this, but imagine if we shat and it smelled good, like really good. Would we still wipe? Like,
no.
Toilet paper companies would go out of business.
We'd wipe with our hands and then wipe it under our noses.
Would we rub it all over our arms?
Yeah.
Like, spread it? Do you smell that?
I don't think
good.
We would just shit everywhere. There'd be shit on the streets. There'd be shit on my desk at work. We would love
Thank
flies.
You,
flies would
that.
Be our favorite because flies would be an indication that you were heading into a pleasant environment.
Yeah.
And be like, those flies get in my face, but it's worth it.
Oh, God.
Flies would be like butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, look at that fly. Oh, it's so nice in here.
Butterflies be then?
Butterflies would be like flies. We'd kill them at every opportunity.
Butterfly swatters.
You butterflies.
Oh, you fucker.
Oh, man. What if butterflies loved shit? Like every time you took a dump. Like, or just rotting food and stuff. Like, you let your garbage pile up for too long and there's just a colony of butterflies.
I wouldn't take out the trash.
Glorious monarch butterflies just all over in your trash. Yeah, I wonder if people would care so much about taking the trash out.
You'd have to show it off. Look how beautiful this is.
Mm-hmm. So we're not even done with the Twitter. What else we got? Kilo says, were your ears burning? And then he posts to something I haven't seen yet. Pastor draws fire for considering National Registry for Atheists.
Ooh.
Pastor Michael Stahl posted an article on his blog a year ago in which he stated that he was considering starting a grassroots effort to create the Christian National Registry of Atheists. A year later, the backlash to his statements has just begun. Though his blog is currently inaccessible except by invite only, Medialite.com posted a passage from the entry that's just now stirring up controversy. And here's the entry.
Ooh-hoo.
Brothers and sisters, I have been seriously considering forming a Christian, in parentheses, grassroots type of organization to be named the Christian National Registry of Atheists, or something similar, Stahl wrote. I mean, think about it. There are already national registries for convicted sex offenders, ex-convicts, terrorist cells, hate groups like the KKK, skinheads, radical Islamists, etc.
It goes on.
All the same. Yeah. It's all the same. The KKK and people who don't believe in God are all the same. Child molesters, rapists, it's all the same.
Yeah.
He then goes on to say that the registry would be for informational purposes only. Like, it'd be like the sex offender registry, so you could look up to see if there are any atheists in your neighborhood and then be like, Billy, don't go to that house.
Yeah.
I don't care if he has kids that are really cool and have the newest video game systems. You're not going over there because he does not say grace before dinner. David Silverman, president of American Atheists, shared his thoughts on the registry in an email to the Christian Post on Thursday. This is another perfect example of a preacher using religion to try to get money and attention by spreading hate in the name of religion. How is he going to make... it would allow Christians to avoid businesses owned by atheists.
You'd have to charge to access the information.
To access the list?
Yep.
What? Oh, my God. There are so many crazy...
Would people do that?
Crazy, stupid people in the world. In the part of the show that we lost, we were talking about people who fall for scams.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how I don't know who these people are, and it surprises me that they exist. It kind of surprises me that anybody exists that would pay money to see where atheists are nearby.
Yeah.
But I guess there probably are people who would do that too. I mean, there's a guy out there who wants to register all atheists and put them on a list so we can keep tabs on them.
Oh, Jesus.
Why is the world so crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there are worse things out there, but there are places where people are sold in sex slavery and, if you steal something, like you steal a stick of gum at the store, you get your hands chopped off.
Yep, yep.
So I know there are worse things out there, but all that stuff is so... outside of my normal view, that like it just seems like something you hear about that doesn't really happen, even though I know it does. So to hear about things like this, I don't know, it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Most atheists are well aware that most Christians would not support placing atheists, Jews, or anyone else on some kind of public list as if they were criminals. just because they think differently. They know bigotry and hate when they see it, and they probably don't like it when bigotry and hate are masked in Christianity. It's quite pathetic, and it should not be tolerated by the Christian community. I don't really... This is not how I would have responded.
Mm-hmm.
I would have basically said, go fuck yourself, you fucking idiot. Good luck with that. Like, I don't want to hang out with those people anyway. Oh, your convenience store is owned by an atheist. Okay, stay out then. What, oh no, all my customers were Christians who love Snickers. I'm not gonna Jesus. Cry over it. Yeah. It's fine. Go be weird. Just go be weird by yourselves. That's what I want anyway. Yeah. Just leave me alone. So that's interesting. No, my ears weren't burning, but they are now.
Oh, that reminds me. This week, at the new place I'm at, it's a house. So I was expecting people to come around and solicit shit, you mm-hmm. know? And it didn't happen. There was like one black kid with a bunch of candy bars selling them for $1 each. And I asked what the cause was, and he said, don't worry about it. So I bought a couple anyway.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Wow. Happen. That's
totally
amazing.
I forgot to mention that.
Did he have a gun?
No.
He did.
He was young, though. And
don't worry about it, nigga.
Fucker was looking over his shoulder. Who in the neighborhood is going to be like, what is he selling? Is that legit? Anyway.
Did you say,
get out of my face, N-word?
No, I did not.
You should have.
But this week, I got two solicitors. I got one, like some guy is at my door. So I'm immediately like, leave me the fuck alone. When anybody comes to my door, I don't give a fuck. I am immediately pissed off.
When they were standing out there before you came to the door, did they say,
don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Kyle, you're so silly.
I know. I
you're
love
so
playing
silly,
these clips.
Kyle. But it was some douche who said, hey, you can save money on your gas bill. They're called like Santana, some shit. And all they want is your name and your account number through the gas company locally, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm already pissed off. So I'm like, what are you shooting here? What's your gig? You know, what are you trying to sell? Why are you here? And he wouldn't answer my questions. He'd just tell me you can save money on your gas bill.
Sure.
All you got to do is this. And I'm like, that wasn't my question. So I'm already pissed off. And
was he holding a balloon?
No.
He
was
full of natural
nicely
gas.
Nicely dressed, though. He was nicely dressed. Had a tan, you know.
I imagine him standing
had a
there.
Polo, Dockers, nice shoes.
I imagine him with like a shitty lowrider car backed up into your driveway with the trunk open and just a bunch of what looks like helium balloons in there because they're all full of natural gas that he siphoned from somebody else's line. You can totally save money on your gas bill, dog. I'll sell you these balloons. You just hook that shit. Just poke a hole in the pipes. You hook that shit up there.
Yep. It's flammable. It's all good, man.
It's tight.
Everybody in down the street's got me.
I hook you up, nigga.
Yep.
I can get you a legal cable.
Politely told this guy to fuck off and later looked up the company name and it just said scam, scam, scam. Yeah. You know, nothing positive.
Of course.
Like, whew. Anyway, whatever. Then
that was probably, remember a long time ago when I said I got a sticky note on my car?
Yeah.
That was like a great business opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably something like that.
Something like that. Like, who the fuck? Anyway, couple days later, I get this knock at the door, and this is early. It's like 8 a.m.
Sure.
And that's early for me. So
that's
early for me. Again, I'm like, who the fuck is at my door? And it's some attractive black woman, probably a little older than us, with a kid, like a 3-year-old in a stroller.
Attractive black woman, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm like, does she need some sugar? I don't know.
Does she need some sugar? Yeah.
Like
she
a neighbor.
Needs some
I don't
sugar.
Know. But she's talking about some bullshit that's in this pamphlet, you know, about the struggles in Africa. And okay, that's fine, give me your pamphlet, you know, I'll take it, have a nice day. But no, she gives me this thing which I don't give a fuck about because I'm already like, who the fuck's at my door? I'm already pissed off. But then she pulls out a Bible and starts reading some insert like I've never heard of. It made no sense.
Do you remember the gist of it?
It had nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
I don't know. And she's like, that's all I have, blah, blah, blah. And I go, I interrupted her. I'm like, I'm sorry. I have a newborn I got to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind, she goes, oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. But anyway, and there was also another guy trying to sell like chicken and steak and shit. And all these people, it got me thinking like, who fucking does this anymore? I know they're trying, you know, it's a job. They need to pay the bills.
Yeah.
This might have been the only company hiring. So they're like, fuck, I'm going door to door. But who the fuck behind that, the company, who does that anymore? Because anyone that shows up at your door, everyone living there immediately is like, who the fuck is at my door? You know, they're threatened, you know.
I think they do make sales. Ugh. And I think they are probably 5% morons.
Minuscule, because old people are lonely.
I think they're probably 5% morons and like 50% just, well, I guess 95% because I'm not counting the non-sales.
Yeah.
So 5% morons and 95% guilt sales. Like, yeah. I'm just uncomfortable with you being here. And you're trying to sell me this thing, and I'm uncomfortable saying no.
Yeah.
So, okay. I bought a coupon book once like that. Fucking little girl came to my door trying to sell coupons for, I don't remember what. It's like cheerleading or some bullshit team at school. And I ended up buying it because I couldn't turn this little girl away. I couldn't be like, fuck your coupons. Go someplace else.
Clever, bitch.
I couldn't do it. Of course, that was like a decade ago.
Yeah.
So. But I think that's got to be most of their sales is people like me who just are uncomfortable turning away these people who just come to your door. Like, you must be desperate if you're coming to my door to sell this shit.
But it's not even the sales. Like, if you're coming to me with information, you want to inform me of some kind of crazy shit going on in another country. What makes you think I'm going to give a shit after someone's at my door? I'm super fucking annoyed. Nothing you could bring to my door would make me give a fuck after I'm already like really annoyed. Just leave me the fuck alone. You know, you feel threatened, you know? So how does that work? I see how it's easy just to hand over a pamphlet, you know, read this. Who the fuck's going to read? Who gives a fuck? So why bother? Like this woman in particular, fuck the salesman's, whatever. This woman in particular, what made you think I would give a shit? One, and two, like she brought her kid for like, I don't know, sympathy?
She never got to a part where she was trying to sell you something, get anything out of you.
She just wanted to give me some information.
She didn't want you to sign a petition.
No.
She didn't want to. What was the information?
I threw it in the, I didn't even look at it. Well, it was 8 a.m. I was pissed off.
Because like, maybe I could explain it based on what the, because sometimes that kind of stuff will be like, oh, we got some community initiative bullshit going on. And I just wanted to come by and let you know, like, or, you know, like we got this thing going on. We're starting a neighborhood watch. You know, something that kind of would make sense that they would want to just spread the information.
Yeah.
Although I do wonder with like Jehovah's Witnesses, who is converting to a new religion?
Who? Yeah.
Because somebody showed up on their doorstep with pamphlets.
10,000 slam doors in my face, but there's always the one. That's my, like, you know what? All right. Why not? I'm bored.
My aunt, who was an aunt by marriage, so he wasn't my uncle, but my aunt's brother was married to a woman and they were Jehovah's Witnesses. I think he like converted for her.
Yeah.
And they had a daughter. And I remember it being weird when I was a kid because their daughter never celebrated birthdays and wasn't like she didn't get to come to birthday parties and stuff.
That's so sick.
But they would circumvent it by like a week later, they would buy a card and a present for no reason.
What the fuck?
And then give that it to you, so be like, insane. Just because I like you. Yeah. And that was okay because it wasn't celebrating a birthday.
Yeah.
Like God doesn't know. Like God's looking
sneaky.
God forgot about the birthday the prior week. But she would do that.
God
and and it makes me wonder, because I guess some people probably are born into Jehovah's Witnessism.
Yeah.
Because they have kids, like that little girl.
Yeah, it's normal to them. It's all they know. Yeah.
But there have to be people who have been converted by a door-to-door Jehovah's Witness.
Otherwise,
right?
Why would they bother?
That's the craziest kind of stupid.
Isn't that like, goddamn?
It's one thing. It's stupid and crazy to get an email from a Nigerian prince who wants to send you a check. Then you take it, cash it to keep part of it and send the rest of it back. Like, it's crazy not to question the motivation on that one.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in it for you when somebody comes to your door and starts selling magic.
Like, honey, what did they want? Oh, they wanted me to check out this, Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints bullshit. And I felt guilty. So I thought about, you know, let's just go on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know?
And then I guess if that's
guilty.
That's a crazy kind of guilt, though, because once they're out my door, I don't care anymore. Like, if that little girl was like, hey, we really want you to buy this coupon book, but you have to come by 2 days from now to my school and buy it.
Yeah.
I'd never buy it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen.
No way.
Because once you're out my door, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But maybe that is kind of how it works. Like, some people are even more guilty or easily pressured than I am.
Yeah.
And so they're like, just come by, hear us out, come to our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do, seminar. And then the brainwashing ensues.
Oh, yeah.
But that's crazy to me, too. Like, how people are so easily persuaded and basically brainwashed. It's crazy to me how a charismatic enough person can sway so many people to a bullshit nonsense opinion.
Yeah.
Like how you can get in front of a bunch of people and start talking about how evil black people are. Mm-hmm. And they maybe had some like slight inklings of racism, but weren't really a racist before that. And you, if you talk about it the right way, you can convince them to hate black people. That's crazy to me. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything in the chat in a while, but the last thing I saw in the chat was Kilo asking if we are recording. Yes, we are recording. Hopefully we're still streaming because nobody's commented in the chat.
Can you hear us? Please let us know.
Kilo says he's still here.
Okay.
I guess it just wasn't anything to say, which is fine. If anybody wants to call in, by all means, go ahead. 616-328-5581 or Kyle.Aldrich. It's the Skype name. Mm-hmm. Kilo already called in. If he wants to call in again, that's fine. But I don't know. He might be like, yeah, shot my load on that last
thing,
call.
I have one incentive for people to call in. I'm kind of curious. Like, what if you had a kid and he was retarded, like Down syndrome, and he got old enough and you...
How would you kill him?
No. Like, what kind of jobs would you say realistically were out there for him to apply, you know?
That is a good question, because I never know.
It's limited, and I'm like thinking about this. I'm like, God damn, it's really limited.
Do people with Down syndrome like live by themselves when they get past a certain age, or do they always have to have like a nurse at least?
Depends on the degree of Down.
Yeah, I guess. There is a Downy scale. There's the guy who played the retarded policeman in those YouTube videos. I don't know if people know what that is, but there's this series of YouTube videos called The Retarded Policeman, and the retarded policeman is played by a guy with Down syndrome. But I've seen interviews with him and stuff, and he seems...
Carries himself well.
Pretty together for a guy with Down syndrome. He's not drooling on himself and, you know, hitting himself in the face and trying to have sex with the couch. But then there are other Downsies who are practically sea anemones. They just sway in the breeze, and that's all they do.
They get beat up. Yeah.
They just create mucus.
They dove into the ocean. They'd get beat up by... Like an octopus.
They get beat up by a fish.
No, smarted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you have any ideas, call in. Let me know. I'm curious. God damn.
We got to keep going on this Twitter thing.
Let's do it.
Not even done. What else is on the Twitter? I'm Kilo. Oh, we're getting a call. Hello.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt what y'all might have just been talking about while I walked out. So if you want to go ahead and finish.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Fuck
actually,
that shit.
We were about to move on to the next thing on the Twitter, which I think was also from you.
Wow, good times then. Okay, well, weird thing happened to me today. I'm at work, coworker gets a phone call and says, "What? Oh, really? We can't move there?" Starts typing into her computer, goes to a website called felonspy.com, and I'll save you the trip of actually going. She types in an address and goes, "Oh man, that's so sad. I really like the house in that neighborhood." And I see her mousing over these little icons that say, you know, child rapist or arsonist lives here and this and that and everything else. And it's like, wait a minute, I've seen this. Where have I seen this?
Oh no.
And so I type felonspy.com into Google, and like the fourth entry down is a Snopes article that says, "Hey everybody, just FYI, felonspy.com just shows a bunch of random postings."
Nice.
Says there are criminals there.
That's like, so bad.
Holy shit. So sure enough, if she went back to if she closed the browser, opened up the browser again, type in the same address, completely different listings.
Wow. Oh my God. Do you know how that works?
Oh my God. This is screwing with this girl's life. She's ready to not move into a neighborhood
because
she thinks there's a child rapist that's going to live next door.
Do you know how that works? Is that kind of like, are they trying to get money like to unlock more specific information or something? Like, I'm wondering what the angle is on their end.
Or is it all
there's
just
a lot
spoof?
Of big banner ads on the, if you do happen to go, there's a lot of big banner ads so all along the side,
uh-huh.
The side and the top that say, "Find out information about so-and-so," or "Find out info here," look up crimes committed in whatever. So maybe they're just making money off the ads.
Because I've seen
shady stuff, because it's not really, I mean, if you even go into a bunch of the different things, it's not super obvious it's a joke. If you go into the about or contact us or something like that, or frequently asked questions, it's like, why do you show that there are crimes committing like in the water? Because they don't check to see if a dot on the map is over water or not.
Drowning.
Well, hey, a lot of crimes happen on the water, so we got to track that.
A lot of people get murdered on boats.
If you check the why does it change? They go, well, easy answer, hackers. And easy answer number two, felons move frequently.
Yeah, I would have just said that murderers are sneaky.
Right. Exactly.
Felons only travel by boat.
Yeah. There are a lot of arsons on the water.
Yeah.
Lake Michigan, notorious arson central.
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious.
So is it a joke? Like, is it meant to be a prank? Or because I wonder if it's meant to be malicious, like.
You think it'd be shut down by now.
Yeah, it's just run by some heartless dick who just is trying to suck in all of your money. Like it's a scam, or if it's really supposed to be a joke. And it's, I guess there's not much difference.
It's possible that there's somebody who thinks one day this will happen. They will actually have a listing of felons similar to the listing of atheists that is like, I can just type in an address and boom, there's an atheist, or boom, there's a felon. Hey, let's all go burn down his house, whatever else.
We should
maybe
start
it's sort
an
of a, you know what,
registry.
if we put this up first and it's a screw up and people start acting on this bad information and find out just what idiots they are, maybe that'll keep people from doing it years later down the line when it's there. I don't know, because a lot of the about us stuff talks about like, hey, you know, does this seem Orwellian? Hey, maybe, but it's worth it to be safe, right? Think of the children and stuff like that.
That does make it sound kind of like a, almost like an art project kind of thing. But, oh shit, that was a huge echo. But I still, I'm not sure, you know?
I wonder how many doors have been knocked on because of this shit. Like, hey, you child rapist, get out here. I got a bat waiting for your face.
If it was a child rapist thing, then, I mean, there is the sex offender registry. I mean, that is a real thing.
Yeah.
I poked around on there and spotted people. Didn't you find somebody from work once on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
In his work uniform.
Do you remember what it said? Like, what he did?
Oh,
like,
man.
Did it say, like, inappropriate contact with a minor or something?
Something minimal. Yeah.
I don't know how minimal that is. It depends on the minor.
Yeah.
But if it was like, oh, I touched a 17-year-old's boob.
Yeah. They don't specify age, so you can't jump to conclusions.
But like, if it was like, I fucked a 5-year-old's brains out, that's a little bit different.
Yeah. But he did
have. Does it count if they have Downs?
What?
Does it count if they have Downs? I mean, they're 19.
The 5-year-old or the rapist? Because I think.
You didn't know any better.
I think in either case, the answer is no. It doesn't count. There are no rules in Down syndrome. You can do whatever you want.
No laws.
A Down syndrome guy will never show up on the sex offender registry because they didn't know any better. They were just curious.
They're special.
Yeah.
That was cute.
And if you rape a person with Down syndrome, it's okay because they don't have souls.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh.
I'll answer your question earlier.
Okay.
That I heard right before I
thought you just exploded.
Which jobs would I think it would be okay? I would say whatever he can do that he can't hurt himself or damage stuff.
So trying to think, like, what's out there?
Spaghetti eater?
No, that's not a job.
Don't give him a fork. Just let him do it with his hands. He's more comfortable that way anyway. What?
Shit. Trash? Trash collection?
Yeah, they like doing chores, right?
They drive a truck with a compactor built into it.
No, take out the trash at a local McDonald's or some shit.
What? Would you say?
You wouldn't let them drive.
No, of course not.
Look at the guy that hangs on the back.
That's even more dangerous. What if he falls off the back? What if he's hanging from the back and he's digging in his ass with one hand, with his free hand, and then all of a sudden he has to pick his nose? He falls right off the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
That would happen in the first Walmart 5 minutes of the job.
Or if they're done picking up trash and they're going like 50 miles an hour down the road and he sees an ice cream truck.
Or a bug.
Or a bug.
A beetle.
Vroom, thump, and he tumbles to.
Yeah. I think Kilo just said ice cream truck. Just said a Walmart greeter.
Oh, shit.
Sure. Yeah.
That one I think they could actually do because they already have broken, crippled people doing that and like senile old ladies who don't even know where they are.
I dread, yeah, that greeting. You know, you walk in, who is this creature?
Oh, really, God. The only thing you got to worry about there is them getting distracted by bugs.
Yeah.
And like walking away from their post, because otherwise all you got to do is stand there and look like you don't have anything to live for. That's really all you got to do as a Walmart greeter.
Yeah.
So, oh, kind of in this same, even a callback to what y'all were talking about, where the people would come by your door. There's a grocery store near here that had a, I'm not sure if she had Downs, but there was something wrong with her, that she would walk around the store with a loaf of French bread and say, would you want a sample of French bread? Just to everyone. And it was like, it was pre-sliced, so you could like tear off a piece of French bread and enjoy it, and she'd be like, French bread, fresh in the bakery. French, but, you know, she would say it kind of a little bit wrong.
I got to start doing that.
That's fucking great.
I'm going to go to the store. I'm not going to go to the one that Orion works at because I don't want to get him in trouble, but I'll go to the next nearest branch of the same store. I'll go and I'll buy a loaf of French bread. And then after I paid for it, I'll wander around the store going, French bread, fresh French bread. Anybody want French bread?
Oh, God.
And I'll be picking my nose.
Just, you might make some money. I don't know.
I'll drop it a few times. It'll be good.
Where's your mother and dad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll take one shoe
off.
Love
the show, guys.
Okay.
Talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye. Okay. So that was, I guess, our first caller.
Yeah, officially.
Yeah. He was also our first caller in the unrecorded portion of the show. You want to keep on going with the Twitter?
Let's do it.
That darn Twitter. I'm Kilo again. Says, I sometimes wonder if talking about that guy, the pastor guy, is just giving him more power and if it would be best to ignore. I don't think talking about him gives him more power, because if you're talking shit about him or talking about how you don't like what he's talking about, you're either persuading people to your side, or you're talking to people who already were on your side, or you're talking to people who aren't on your side and either they already disagree with you and they are just going to keep disagreeing with you. Or maybe you sway them a little bit. I don't think you're going to send them running to the atheist registry.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness, I got to start registering these atheists. Can you believe what they're talking about? They don't want to be registered. That means they're up to no good. Actually, now that I explained what might be going through their heads, maybe that is what would go through their heads.
Okay. I could see that happening.
If they're crazy enough to be even remotely interested in the atheist registry, they might be crazy enough to think that way. So maybe you're right. I don't know. I take back what I said. Then... I'm Kilo says, ever played Magic the Gathering? I'm going to get back into it.
Ooh.
And then he links to something. My brief OKCupid affair with whatever. There's this article on Gawker.com about this chick who's single, and she was tired of being single, and she was drunk one night, and she got on OKCupid.com and made a profile.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of creeps started messaging her, which is to be expected.
Yeah.
And then she got a message from a guy who seemed nice. So she went on a date with him, and at some point in the date, he admitted that he is a champion at Magic the Gathering. Like, he's as far as Magic the Gathering goes, he's a big fucking deal. Like,
yeah.
People who are interested in Magic the Gathering know his name. And that immediately ruined him for her. She couldn't imagine going out with this guy anymore because he was into Magic the Gathering. Like, it was like he said, I eat babies.
Yeah.
Or I have AIDS and I eat babies.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been the same thing, which is just ridiculous.
That's horrible.
Especially as a writer for Gawker.com, which is like, it's a collection of blogs, kind of, but it gets pretty nerdy. They have a lot of nerdy stuff posted on Gawker, and it's weirdly hypocritical to get on Gawker.com and be like, yeah, fuck nerds.
Yeah, Jesus.
So that's what that is. And she's a bitch. So
that's a damn shame. What a piece of shit.
So have you ever played Magic the Gathering?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Fuck yeah. I was super obsessed with it. Before like Yu-Gi-Oh came out and all that shit.
Did you get into Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, fuck that.
Pokemon
Magic
cards?
The Gathering. Oh, it was awesome. I was pretty fucking good. I have so many goddamn cards still.
Really?
I thought about like finding somebody, you know, that plays or would be willing to learn.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
I have all these goddamn cards. I have hundreds of these fucking things.
I thought you were going to say you thought about selling them, but no, you thought about Magic the Gathering Revival.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's fun, yeah.
I am so not dating you again. We are not going on a second date. Now, I've never played Magic the Gathering. I had one card for a while. I guess it was probably a shitty card because somebody, I found it on the ground at school, but I kept it because I liked the artwork.
Yeah.
I thought they had some nice artwork on some of those cards, but otherwise I was completely disinterested. Like when I first started playing role-playing games on the Super Nintendo, I hated them because it was just numbers all over the place and a lot of picking through menus and stuff. And I felt like Magic the Gathering is like that taken to the next level of bullshit.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, okay, now there is nothing but like an oil painting of a monster and a bunch of numbers. And now I have to like do math and shit in my head. Like, oh, this one beats that one because this one has higher numbers on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, that was boring as shit.
But there's like descriptions and the artwork, all that tied into, I don't know. You either love it or you hate it.
I never got into any collectible trading card game. I think we were slightly older than most people who got into Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
But I did know people who got into Pokemon cards and that didn't interest me either.
It's the strategy. Yeah. It's fun. I didn't get into that shit because I don't know, Magic the Gathering had more of the like I like the artwork for each card, you know, whereas Pokemon, it's fucking Pokemon, you know. It's just the fucking cartoon on the card. I am
kind of a weeaboo because I actually like the idea of Pokemon more than I like the idea of Magic the Gathering.
If I had to play
one or the other, I would rather play the Pokemon card game.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's just because it goes back to that Western aesthetic. Like, I really don't like the swords and sorcery Western kind of thing with like dwarves with giant red beards and axes and everybody's like real thick and blocky looking. Like, I'm not talking about polygons in video games. Yeah. Like, they look like they're made out of fists.
Yeah. Jesus.
I don't know. I never got into Magic. The closest thing I ever got into was, and I didn't even really get into this, was Dungeons and Dragons, which I played very briefly. I played it, I think, a total of 3 times. Mm. When I worked at a phone call center place where we did telephone surveys, I knew a couple of guys there, and they invited me back to their place. They were all roomies. There were 3 of them. And they had a D&D night every week. And they invited me to come over one time. And I was like, I don't know, but okay.
Hey, fuck it.
Yeah, I didn't know many people here other than you at the time. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll go hang out with these people from work. They had just started playing this new, like, I don't know what you call it, a mod. It's not really a mod, but it's like a new rule set for Dungeons & Dragons.
Jesus, yeah.
Where it was called D20 Modern, I think. So it was like a modern version of Dungeons & Dragons. Instead of swords and elves and whatever, it was guns and dudes in suits and police and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was Dungeons and Dragons. Fucking, there was a dungeon master and dice rolling going on. But that I could sort of get into because we kind of role played it in the sense that we would like act as our characters and we would talk to each other. And it was super nerdy.
Oh, yeah.
But the first thing I did, I named my character Mickey Explosion.
Oh, God.
And the first thing I did in the game was, for some reason, a bunch of cops showed up. I don't remember why. I don't remember if we did something wrong and they showed up or whatever. But the first thing I did was I jumped on top of one of the cop cars and I shot all of the cops. And I had to roll some crazy roll to get away with that.
Yeah.
But I did. So the very first thing I did in Dungeons & Dragons was kill a bunch of cops that I wasn't supposed to be able to kill. So I felt pretty good about that.
I could get into that. Fuck yeah.
I ended up killing a ton of people in Dungeons and Dragons that I wasn't supposed to kill. Because anytime a situation came up, I was like, what's the wrong thing to do? And I did it. So that was kind of fun, but not fun enough that I would seek it out again.
Yeah.
And that's it for the Twitter. Let's see what's on the Facebook. I thought I had this pulled up, but apparently I don't. I am all over the place today. On the Facebook, we got Gavin.
Gavin.
Gavin says, I'm trying to stop spending money on food. Any good things I can cook for cheap? I have a stomach the size of a tennis ball and can easily live on one meal a day. The first thing that springs to mind for me is Robin. The first thing that springs to
Roman
mind...
Roman noodles.
The first thing that springs to mind for me is the Boy Wonder. Ramen noodles, because that's my go-to. When I'm super fucking broke like right now, that's all I eat is ramen noodles. I have a bunch of ramen noodles right now. Yeah. What about you?
You can't cook this, but there's these... If you bought like these $1.09 or $1, these protein bars you can buy that have the words like extreme.
Yeah.
You eat one of those, you won't want to eat for days.
Speak for yourself. That might work for Gavin with his tennis ball stomach, but that's bullshit.
I ate one while I was at the hospital with Ollie, when all of that shit was going down, and I wasn't hungry till we got back.
But you were not hungry ever. You don't eat breakfast because the idea of it makes you ill. You will go days without eating. You might be able to be filled up by what is essentially a candy bar, but it wouldn't work for me. So,
yeah.
But it might work for Gavin because he has a tennis ball stomach. Yeah. And if you crush one of those up, it's what? This half the size of a tennis ball? So it might work.
One of your old roommates, Drywall Dan, I guess we called him.
Drywall Dan.
He was eating some of those because they were cheap. And I'm like, you can't really live off that. But if you're broke, I mean...
He was also crazy, though.
That's true.
He would buy giant bags of weed. Like, I've never seen a bag of weed this big. Giant bags. And then he would roll enormous joints. Like, they really should have been...
Stupid big joints.
They really should have been blunts. Yeah. Like, he should have been hollowing out cigars. That's how big they were. Jesus, but he would roll Christ. Them with a couple of pieces of rolling paper.
Yeah.
And then he would go walking in the woods by himself... In the middle of the night, one time he came back with photographs of bones.
I know. I remember that. They were debatable.
He would just go walking through the woods.
Human?
High off of his shit. Just high out of his goddamn mind.
Yeah.
And he's a nut. Yeah. So you can't be like, oh, this nut can live off of protein bars or whatever you said they were. Energy. What are they? Crazy bars?
Protein bars.
Protein bars.
They all have to have protein. It's basically like eating a fucking... multivitamin, you know, but it's in a delicious chocolatey bar.
There you go.
Bar.
You want to eat for cheap? Buy a big old bottle of Centrum. Centrum Silver for old people.
Yeah.
Just vitamins and just take one a day. You'll be fine.
Yeah. That's all you need.
You'll be fine. Then John, just to answer your question more, I guess, ramen noodles, that's my go-to. I've read it online because I was looking for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say rice and beans. But I'm too lazy for rice and beans because then you got to actually cook rice and beans. I do my ramen in the microwave.
Yeah.
Because that's how fucking lazy I am.
Yeah.
I think most people actually cook ramen like in a pot and I don't.
Yeah. We have macaroni and cheese like that goes as cheap as fuck, man. Like 30 cents a box. But then you got to buy the butter and the milk and you got to cook it.
Yeah.
Takes forever.
I guess rice and beans is cheap as shit and it'll last you forever. So I guess rice and beans if you got the motivation to actually cook something unlike me. So what's next on the Facebook? John says, what about a t-shirt that read rape? It's not a rapping matter. And below it, a cartoon style image of Orion and Kyle dressed like the guys from Run DMC and a word bubble. They're shouting, psych! I like it.
Yeah, not bad.
Sounds kind of involved. Not sure I'm up for the task.
I'm just kidding. Especially I fucking love it, man.
I like it. But,
I would wear that. I would buy it.
The thing is,
I would share.
Nobody buys our t-shirts anyway. And I don't blame them because
they're expensive.
You have to take out a second mortgage to to buy one of these t-shirts because we go through Zazzle.com, which is nice because they do it. They're made to order.
Yeah, individually.
They don't have to ship them to us. We don't have to order 1,000 of them and have them shipped to us and then ship them back out.
Mm-hmm.
But, so there's no money down on our side, but that means you have to pay like $50 for a t-shirt. It's ridiculous. So nobody buys our t-shirts anyway.
Yeah.
But I do like that t-shirt idea. Maybe if I'm feeling especially inspired one day. I have another idea for
white
a t-shirt, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, I have two things here. One is that I was thinking, I think we need like a mascot or a special logo or something, some kind of symbol or something that represents us.
Yeah.
I was thinking our mascot should be Miss Nick.
Oh, God.
But it needs But it needs to be Miss Nick in a Miss Nick mascot costume, like a giant foam Miss Nick head and like baggier versions of whatever she would normally wear, stuffed with like pillows and like those floppy Muppet hands. But it looks like Miss Nick, but it's Miss Nick on the inside. It's like one of those Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah.
And so that would be our mascot. That was the first thing that I thought of. And the t-shirt idea I thought of, I thought we should have a fan club, but we should call it the Idge Hat Worship Team. I was thinking about that after last week. I don't know what you would have to do to get in the fan club. I don't know what it would entitle you to, but I was I have this great t-shirt idea in my head for the Idge Hat Worship Team.
Yeah.
And if I get bored enough this weekend, you might see it. Nobody will buy it, but you might see it.
Yeah. I like it.
But you don't like the Miss Nick mascot idea.
No, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
That's like saying she's the best fan we've ever had. The best.
She
listener.
Is the best fan. The rest of you are shit.
No.
Especially Marleykins.
They're all equal.
Thumbs down, Marleykins.
Not cool.
We've moved on.
No.
I knew this baby was going to change you.
Oh, fuck off. Jesus Christ.
Well, no, it's true. I hate everyone but Miss Nick. Especially Marleykins. She's the worst. Hate her so much. Where was I? I got lost. Just thinking about Marleykins gets me so flustered because I want to fuck her.
Mm.
John also says, also haiku about Orion's baby being a dick to people.
Like on the spot?
Yeah.
I have to think about this.
I don't even know exactly how haikus work. I know it's three lines and each one has a set number of syllables.
Like 575? Like,
yeah. It's like 575 or 757. I think it's 575. Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
No. My brain doesn't work in syllables like that. Like it'd take me a while to sit down and think about one.
And it's got to be funny. Yeah. But it would take time.
Orion's baby is a dick to people, though. Pisses on him.
Yep.
What a jerk.
Fucking whining all the time.
Hitting him with those little green boxing gloves.
Yeah, I've been telling people he's a pain in my ass. I've been telling people it's been a living hell because I'm so sick of them. Like, that's one of the worst parts after you have a kid. It's just, how's the baby? How's the baby? How's the baby? How's the baby? Yeah. You have any pictures?
Tell him you got rid of him because he was just too...
I thought about it.
Too needy.
Yeah.
Tell him it was because he was too needy.
We went to a restaurant where we know, like, the staff, you know, because we frequent the place or we used to. Because of happy hour. But okay. We went back and they're like, where's the kid? Why didn't you bring the baby?
Yeah.
And Aldi said, I threw it in the trash.
Wow.
I couldn't take it anymore.
And That's great.
And I'm like, God damn it, Aldi. You can't expect people to have the same sense of humor, for fuck's sake.
I know.
She's kind of like.
Those people are going to unfriend her on Facebook.
One, I don't believe you. And two, that's just sick. That's sick. Why would you say such a thing?
I was thinking when you were talking about people coming to your door and annoying you, that you should get like just a big dark robe and keep some fake blood on hand.
Yeah.
And then like when you go to answer the door, just dip your hands in the fake blood, grab Leland, throw the robe on, not necessarily in that order because it's probably
that's a good idea. Yeah.
And then go answer the door with bloody hands holding a baby in the robe.
That's better than what I...
It might take a little while to set up. You might want to light some candles.
Yeah. Turn the lights on.
Yeah.
I thought about answering it naked, which isn't original, but they'd say their piece and I'd point it, you know, both hands at my dick and say, can't you see I'm busy here?
That's actually a pretty good idea, except I would modify it a little bit.
Yeah.
I would modify it a little bit. And if you did it this way, it would be better than my idea. Answer the door naked, holding the baby.
Oh God. With a condom on my dick, fully erect?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Let's just keep upping the ante.
Yeah.
And really
interrupted
keep some
something.
Powdered sugar in the house and dust a little on your upper lip. And be holding a rolled up one in your other hand.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, just keep sniffing. Yeah. What do you want? Answer, open the door, swing the door open violently and go, you got the stuff? Sorry, I mean, what do you want? Yeah.
You here for the show?
You here for the show? No, that's great.
Oh, God.
You here for the show?
The cops would be there following. No way. I don't know.
So that's it on the Facebook. We do have one voicemail this week, and I checked. Yeah, there's only one.
Only one? You sure?
Well, actually, now there's two because I'm Kilo called in earlier, and I had the voicemail settings fucked up, and he got voicemail, but I don't think that counts. But yeah, the one we got was from Miss Nick, and it is as follows.
BBB's question of the week. What do blind people see when they take acid?
That didn't come through very well, but I understood.
I understood.
Okay, it's, I understood it. I heard it earlier, and it sounded better before I tried to play it on the podcast. She said Stevie B's question of the week, what do blind people see when they take acid? I think that's a really interesting question, and I think the answer probably depends on what you mean by a blind person. I think you got to be more specific, because there are blind people who are legally blind but can still technically see. Mm-hmm. They just can't see anything that's worth working with. You know, they can't drive because they can't make out a car.
But you get close enough, they're like,
but they still see light, they see colors, whatever. Yeah. Then there are people who are totally blind, but they were sighted at one point in their lives. They went blind.
Fuck them,
But then there are people who are born blind. They've never seen anything in their whole lives. And I think that's where it gets interesting.
Oh, man.
And my guess would be that they don't see anything.
I'd have to say, because when I was tripping balls, I just had constant flashes of thoughts, and it was like people, colors, all that shit.
Yeah.
Nothing else. So yeah.
Well, so you would, you would see things, not hallucinations necessarily.
Yeah.
But you would, would see things like in your head, like you'd get ideas and you'd
like thoughts. See,
flashes of images and stuff, but they don't have any reference to that. So I think they would like hear things and. Maybe feel funny, you know, and think crazy things, but they probably wouldn't see anything.
Yeah.
But then again, who knows? Because I don't know if blind people, it's impossible to know if blind people see anything in their heads, you know, because they wouldn't be able to tell you because they don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't explain to them they have no concept of what an image is, what it means to see. Like they know where their eyes are and they know that's involved. And they have some weird, bizarre, abstract concept of the fact that it's sort of like hearing, but different.
Yeah.
And they can't do it. That's all they know.
Never.
So they could be seeing monster trucks running over dinosaurs all day in their heads, and they'd never
Couldn't
know.
Convey, yeah, the thought.
That seems pretty unlikely since they've never seen a monster truck or a dinosaur.
Yeah, unlikely.
But they could be seeing weird, cloudy colors and things
Possibly,
all the time.
I was going to say, yeah. You weird ever close your eyes and you
fractal patterns.
You can see, like, it's darkness, but you can kind of... Yeah, I guess this is because you can see.
Yeah.
Avoid this.
I know what you mean, though, kind of.
I was going to say, like, you can see the blood vessels, you know, through your eyelids. But
there's
they
more
can't
to
see,
it than that.
So
like,
that wouldn't make sense.
There's sort of weird nebulous, cloudy things that sort of converge and combine. And just not necessarily you're seeing the insides of your eyelids or the light shining through them, but you're just seeing weird patterns and things. When I was a kid, tell me if you've ever done this before. When I was a kid, when I was real little, I would sit by myself, I'd be bored, and I would put my hands on my eyes, like the palms, like the heels of my hands, and I would close my eyes and I would push. And it would do crazy things to my vision.
Yeah, I would do that too.
Like it was weird. Like, I don't know if it's the same for everybody because like when I talk about blacking out, like when I used to have weird fainting spells, for me, my vision would go white. And most of the time when I would tell people that, they'd be like, what? Mm-hmm. No, my vision goes black.
Yeah.
So, and maybe it's different, but everything would be black, you know, and I'd push my heels of my hands into my eyes and it'd be like this weird green and sort of purple at the same time cloud that would just sort of flow out of the ether. And then it would turn into like a star field, like I was going into warp drive, like these twinkling little green lights sort of flowing past me.
That's crazy.
And I used to be so fascinated with that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I was probably doing irreparable harm to my eyeballs.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That might be why I have a slight astigmatism in my right eye, because my right hand's my dominant hand, and I pushed harder on that one.
You ever stared at, like, a point long enough to where everything clouds around, you know, at that point, and it becomes, if you don't move your eyes, everything becomes black?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Well, I've never had it quite like that, but I think I know what you mean.
Like it gets fuzzy, like
things
white
just sort
noise,
of
you know?
Start to kind of a tunnel vision thing. Just things just sort of you're focusing on that one thing, and everything else just kind of But I've never had everything just go black around it. Like that sounds like you're having a stroke or something.
Possibly.
Weird eye things. Weird.
Only on this
eye
show.
Eye things. Another thing I wanted to talk about very briefly was right before the show. I got an email. I got an email from YouTube, a YouTube user named Adriana Lucia Calderon.
Oh no.
Sent me a video on my YouTube account, which is not the Edge Hat YouTube account. I have a separate one that I just use to watch videos and stuff. It's connected to my Gmail account, so I am automatically logged in. But anyway, she sent me this video and it's all in Spanish, including the email that was sent to me is all in Spanish because I guess her language settings are Spanish. And so even the YouTube-based email parts, like the parts that say, to respond to this, click here. Those are all in Spanish.
Weird.
She sent me a video called, the title of the email is Adriana Lucia Calderon te ha enviado un video. Girly Hassam, Aguivardo, Sábados Felices, 30 de octubre de 2010. Now, when I clicked on this, I got a video that's all in Spanish. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
I have it muted right now because that music was obnoxious. This is like the Mexican Ronald McDonald.
Oh my God.
It's
de tecnología que había un celular un celular, llegó a la casa muy triste y la esposa del celular le dijo, ¿qué te pasa? Y dijo, es que el doctor me dijo que me quedaban pocos minutos de vida.
Okay. Describe this guy to people.
It's some guy with a pink, light pink and dark pink striped shirt with yellow overalls and some crazy glasses and like an afro. And he's like on a stage, kind of like America's Got Talent and some shit, and the audience is watching him.
He's got a crazy wig on, crazy fake teeth, crazy glasses, and he's dressed like, it's like Ronald McDonald and that bee guy from The Simpsons had a baby.
Yeah.
Like, it's just horrible, low rent. I think he's doing stand-up comedy.
Must be. They're laughing every once in a while.
But I have no idea how or why this got sent to me.
Why? Yeah.
It's a piece of shit. I mean, it's in Spanish, so I don't know. Maybe he's saying hilarious things.
Yeah.
But he's automatically invalidated by the fact that he's dressed like a fucking moron.
Mm-hmm.
His hair. Have you ever seen the show Mama's Family?
No.
Oh, my God. It was a sitcom from the 80s with this old lady who was Mama.
Mm.
And that's all I remember about it. She was a sassy old lady. And his hair and his glasses remind me of that. Just imagine... You know who Estelle Getty is? The chick from The Golden Girls?
Oh, yeah,
the old one?
That little
Imagine
fro.
Her with more hair.
Ugh.
It's kind of like that.
Ooh,
but his hair looks like that, and the rest of him is an adult Mexican man dressed as Ronald McDonald. I have no idea where that came from. So I checked out her, because this isn't even one of her, it's not one of her videos. It's somebody
Fucking
else's video
weird,
that she
man.
Sent to me. So then I checked out her channel, and she has one video, and it's a Spanish music video called Los Fantasmas del Caribe, Mas y Mas. It says Blue Magic Productions at the beginning. So that's in English. Presents. And now there's a ghost flying around. A pirate ghost. Mas y Mas. Video clip. Compositor y productor Luis Salva. And then there's a pterodactyl flying over the ocean. And a dead man's hand. Shots of the ocean. A dead man's foot. Palm trees. A live girl's foot.
Sabor.
Dirty Mexican woman feet, a guy playing a drum, the pterodactyl again.
Is a guy,
oh dear God,
half naked man on the beach that I think was dead. How this guy is like Mexican Prince.
Yeah,
he's wearing like a purple pirate costume with, and he's got long hair and he's singing into the camera.
Got the earring in, yeah.
This video, I didn't watch the whole thing earlier, but I watched part of it. It seems to be about a sexy shipwreck. Like, there are a bunch of sexy dead men on the beach.
Jesus.
And a sexy Mexican lady wandering around. And that's what it is. There's like shipwreck shit around. And it's just, Mexican music is so terrible. It's, listen to this. It all sounds like this.
All of it, yeah. Dum, dum, dum.
If you're lucky, it sounds like that.
It's
if
like
you're not
menu.
Lucky, it sounds like a monkey playing a keyboard along with like one of the like the salsa presets on a Yamaha keyboard or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And then they have those synth horns.
Jesus, yeah.
And
it's horrible.
Accordions and shit.
It's like a menu for some shitty, shitty video game.
Bienvenidos a Mexico. Oh, now she's drinking dirty water.
Ugh.
Among the dead. Oh, she's going to revive the dead sailor with dirty water.
No.
Oh, that Mexican guy hit his head on a rock. Oh, it's a white guy. Now everybody else is coming back from the dead for no reason. She fed the one guy magic water and it saved all of them.
What a whore.
Mas y mas, doesn't that mean more and more?
I don't know.
More and more. Dead
more
pirates. I'm going to fuck all these dead pirates. Yeah. One at a time behind these palm tree leaves.
Dirty water.
More and more. I don't know how or why this happened. Like, I'm sure it's spam,
mm-hmm.
but I've never gotten Spanish spam before. And apparently Spanish spam is the worst spam around.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no goal to get your money, to get your email address.
I have been sent spam things from YouTube like that before where people are trying to get me to watch their videos.
Yeah.
But
subscribe.
They've always been people trying really hard to be funny or entertaining mm-hmm. and just failing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're the kind of people who will spam their video around hoping they'll get more views.
Yeah.
But this thing, I can't. It's another
no
one of those
idea.
Things. I can't imagine I know they must exist, but who's watching this? Who's making this? And who's watching? That guy, Spanish Prince, is probably in some hotel suite in Mexico right now, just surrounded by filthy groupies. He's just in a pile of pesos, swimming through it like Mexican Scrooge McDuck.
They would all see mustache. My video.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how this shit happens.
Oh, that is fucking weird.
Oh, man. So if anybody wants to call in again, then go ahead. I think Paul said earlier he might call in.
That'd be great.
Paul, I've got some things.
Paul.
I got some things to say about the 3DS if you want to call in. I've been thinking about the 3DS. Well, good things about the 3DS, bad things about people talking about the 3DS.
Aha.
So if Paul wants to call in and talk about the 3DS. Oh, here we go. Hola, bienvenidos. Hello.
Hey. It is Tissue indeed.
Yes! Hey, Paul, what's going on, bro?
Not too much.
You want to talk about the 3DS?
Let's talk about 3DS, because I just got 10 free games on it, and I've been wasting all my time playing old school Nintendo.
You sound depressed. Did you get Urban Champion?
I did not get Urban Champion, because that looked really stupid, and I would have had to pay for that one.
I heard that was the greatest game on Earth.
I have not had the pleasure of playing that yet, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, what I had to say about the 3DS is, Paul, actually, I want to ask you, how do you feel about 3D in general?
You know, at first I was resistant, I'll admit. I just, like, how technology started out was just too much crap with, you know, the specialized TV and the specialized glasses.
Yeah.
But I've gone to a couple 3D movies recently, and it's pretty neat. And of course, I get this glasses-free 3DS, and it's growing on me. I'm liking it.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I was listening to Podtoid the other day, today. I was listening to Podtoid, which is a video game podcast. I mentioned it in the last episode.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the 3DS, and they were talking about how terrible 3D is, and how they hate it, and how they don't want anything to do with it. And I think talking about that in reference to the 3DS is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like the 3DS, you can say all kinds of bad things about it. Maybe it doesn't have enough games or whatever. But the 3D, that's the best implementation of 3D I have ever seen.
Fuck yes.
If you want to complain about, I got to get glasses, I got to get a special TV, I understand that stuff, but I don't understand the resistance to 3D itself as a thing. If you could make it so that you could have a 3D TV and it's standard on all TVs, the price isn't too bad, and you can just have it. Plus, it's an option. There's the slider that you can just turn it off if you don't like it. I don't understand the resistance. They were talking about how Jim Sterling, who is a guy, he hosts that podcast, and he...
Jim Position, I watch his stuff.
He's a guy that I normally like. I find him funny and stuff, and I agree with a lot of the things he says. But in this particular case, he said that 3D is gross. He says it's gross, and he just doesn't like it. And it bugs his eyes, which a lot of people say it bothers their eyes. But it's totally an option. You can turn it off. And it's silly to me to try to stop people from using this optional feature.
This advancement.
Because you don't like it. Because I can't use it. It's like being mad at car companies for not making every car with a wheelchair ramp.
Yeah.
Like, we're not all crippled. Let some of us get in our cars the normal way.
Yeah.
It's just an enhanced, like they were talking about, if the 3D isn't a gimmick, you know, if it's an actual part of the game, like if it makes a difference, then it's okay. But if it's just there to be there, it's just gross. Well, to me, I wish all games were 3D, as long as it didn't involve wearing glasses or buying some kind of special thing. If all games were 3D, that would only make them better, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I'm playing through Ocarina of Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time remake on the 3DS, and like the 3D isn't ruining it at all. It's actually just a really cool added dimension to everything.
Fucking kick ass. Oh yeah.
I really love it. I did get a chance to handle your 3DS when you were over here, and I thought it looked great. I had no problem with it whatsoever. And I actually think, I think a lot of gamers are like the Madden and first-person shooter type of guys. And I think first-person shooters, while I don't usually like them, I think it would be perfect for that.
Totally.
But there's so much backlash against it. I think it originally comes from the hassle, and then people are already, they've already dug their heels in. You know, I hate 3D. And so they just stick with it and they forgot why they didn't even like it in the first place.
Maybe they're worried that everything's going to turn to this and they're like, but I like my 2D shit.
Well, but that's the thing. That already happened. We're talking about actually being able to see the third dimension. Yeah. That's the only difference. And you can turn that off.
Yeah, if you can turn it off, shut the fuck up.
Right, exactly. They were talking about how Nintendo is probably going to release a version of the 3DS without 3D, basically the same console.
That's not even true at all.
No. Well, they were basically saying that they should, which I think, I guess that's fine if like they could drop the price and some people could pick the non-3D version. Although I would be a little disappointed because I think that would help 3D to not make it. It'd be like admitting defeat. And so then that thing would sell more because of all the resistance, and then eventually the 3D would just die. I hope they don't do that.
I doubt they would. They might make a thinner one, but like taking out the entire gimmick that makes it better than the original DS would just be, I don't know, stabbing yourself in the back.
Well, I mean, the hardware is a little bit better too, isn't it? Like the graphics are a little bit better, and it has a little thumbstick. And so there are other things about it. But yeah, the 3D was the big selling point. Like the glasses-free 3D. Nobody had ever quite seen anything like it. I mean, it sort of already existed, but primarily in prototypical form and super expensive if you could even get a hold of it. But
yeah. Well, you know, they dropped the price huge recently.
Yeah, what's it at now? It was like $250, right?
Yeah, it was at $250. Now it's like $170.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. If I had money, I would pay. I think I paid more than that for my DS Lite.
Probably, yeah.
I would totally buy one.
Upset about like the price drop. Like, they got me, but then they give me 23 games. So I'm like, yeah, well, it's okay now.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Didn't they call you guys 3DS ambassadors or something?
Ambassador program, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations on your ambassadorship, Paul. Do you get political, like, what do you call it, immunity?
Immunity when I go to other video game systems.
Diplomatic immunity?
I can go on Xbox 360 and, like, totally hack it.
Yeah, you can give everybody's credit card number out, and they can't do anything.
That's exactly
so that's a nice perk. That's nice. Do you get a plaque or anything for that?
Actually, this is the funniest part, like, on top of downloading, only 10 of the 20 games are available right now, but you can actually download a thing onto that your 3DS that's called an ambassador certificate, and it's just like another channel on the main menu where all your games are. You turn it on, and it just on the top says ambassador certificate with a nice little 3DS logo, and that's all it is.
You feel special, yeah.
So it's just like a little thing.
I am the man!
It's like
you like through this. Turn this on and like turn your 3DS to everybody else and go, this is my certificate. I'm an ambassador.
Check it out, ladies.
You need to put on a suit.
Be jealous.
You need to put on a suit and go to a swanky club and start showing that to chicks. See, ladies, I'm going to show up in a limo and get out with your 3DS in hand. Start showing it to chicks, flashing it like an ID badge. Hold it in one hand like people do in police shows, like FBI badges.
Right, right, right. Pull it out of my breast pocket.
Yeah, exactly. You should see if you can get like some kind of clip to clip it to your breast pocket area with like a lanyard thing. One of those, you know, those ones that retract so you can pull it off.
All right, all right. So I can just like pull it out right in front of the face and then let go, and it'll be stuck right back to my jacket. Oh, I'm laughing too much about this. This is great.
Eris in the chat wants to know if ambassador systems will be worth more. After the apocalypse, I think they will. When we start using 3DSs as currency. Yeah. All right. So I guess that was my 3DS rant.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think we might be winding down here.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Paul.
Thanks for calling, Paul. We love you.
Before we go.
Oh, yeah. You probably called in for a reason, huh?
About the Down syndrome and jobs.
You got any openings?
I'm going to pull all the way back there. 2 years ago, at the golf course that I work at, on part of the grounds crew, we had a Down syndrome guy working. And that was a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah? Did he just chase balls all day?
What was he doing? Yeah.
Like, they were very resistant to, like, put him on the walk mowers because they want to use Down syndrome with sharp things.
I imagine you just finding him one day with golf tees stuck in his skull. Just wandering the course aimlessly with golf tees stuck in his skull.
Like, we mostly just had him go around and, like, move the tea markers around and move the pin indicators. Now, this makes sense to anybody who has to work on a course, but he would, we, for some reason, trusted him to drive around in the Golf.
Oh,
golf
my park. God. Good luck.
He flashed his 3DS.
Like what? And there's one of our holes. We have like a little bridge that goes over a little creek. Right?
Oh God! Oh no!
That could have been so bad.
Well, I go down there one day. I think it's like the car is like halfway in the creek. Like,
of course it is. God damn it!
Pull it out. I'm like, oh man, Eric, what'd you do? He goes, no, no, one of the guests ran me off the road. I'm like, the first tea time is for 20 minutes, Eric. There's no guests out here.
God damn.
Wow.
That's great.
I got a new idea.
You didn't last too long there.
I got a new idea for Down Syndrome jobs. We'll create a new job for people with Down Syndrome. It'll be called the Down Syndrome Derby.
Oh, no.
We'll just set up a track and give them all golf carts and let them go. We just fire a starting pistol and see what happens.
They can't be trusted.
Would it be an oval so like the racer would be like it just starts dripping where it's just trying to open space and they just grab into each other?
Yeah.
God damn.
Down Syndrome Derby.
We had one mentally challenged, not Down Syndrome, but a mentally challenged person working where I work. And I don't know who gave them this job, but their job was to go put things back.
Oh, God.
And we'd never see them again. We'd have to, like, send out a search party. I'm not kidding. Like, three managers would have to go find the person. And they'd be in the back somewhere. They'd have no idea where the fuck they were.
Were they still holding the thing they were supposed to put back?
Yep. It was so humiliating. I felt so bad for them. But, like, what are you thinking, sending them out into this vast store?
Jesus. They got various items just stuck to their mucousy skin.
Oh, God. It's just, yeah. But the guy with the golf cart, what are you thinking, man?
It wasn't my decision.
Oh, my God. You know, it'd be really funny.
Yeah. Let him drive the golf cart. I hope that's what it was. I bet you $50 he's going to crash that thing. I'll take that bet.
Yeah.
You're on. All right.
Oh, and there's the other time, like, he was driving, like, right in front of me. We have at each hole, like, a stone pillar that...
Oh, God.
Has the information of the hole on it. And also, we have, like, these kind of wooden bins for the trash. And he, like, pretty much hit on this, the one of the trash bins. I'm like, here, you gotta pay attention. And he goes, well, would you want me to hit that or the stone pillar that's right next to it?
Because I was going to hit something.
You have plenty of room.
I was going to hit something. Just be happy I hit the less damaging thing.
God.
Wow. God. At least he knows his own limitations.
Yeah.
It was a difficult summer.
That would kill me. I wouldn't be able to.
I would want to ride with him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It would be dangerous, but it would be a thrill ride to be like a roller coaster. I never know what's going to happen. I could die on this ride. It'd be like skydiving.
Pull up the rail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, Paul.
Oh.
I think we're going
to
let you go.
To you, fellas.
Good talking to you. We love you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Love you guys, too.
Bye.
Later.
All right. I think that might be it for this
all
week,
right.
Unless you got things you want to cover. You got things you want to talk about? I know you have things.
I have things, but no.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, this has been a subpar episode following a better episode that no one will ever get to hear.
Yeah.
So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
Do that.
Okay.
Where am I going, Kyle?
616-328-5581.
Yes.
And of course, there are the forums. Check out the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum and the Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. And, you know, if you love me, you would send me money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people who love me do.
Kyle's drowning.
That's how I know my parents don't love me.
Yeah. Grab his hand. Money.
Yeah. Send me cigarette money. Enable my addiction.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is it for us.
Yes.
Orion, what do we say at the end of the show? Have you worked out a new thing or?
I did, but it's horrible.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Go for it. I hope it doesn't involve witches.
Don't ever befriend someone who's best friends with their asshole.
All right. So sound advice.
It is.
Can't imagine that would come up very often.
I know a few people. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Word.